This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Husker football practice is underway. The Lopers get going later this week. Hastings is in the, within the week as well. And we've got a lot of football talk to go over again today. Back from the opening press conference in Lincoln yesterday. I want to thank the folks that helped us out yesterday and Todd Peterson for joining us today. Mike Huff, we'll be talking with starting offensive lineman for the Huskers. Mike Huff is going to join us, the senior out of Ralston, penciled as the starter at left guard for the Huskers. Tomorrow, Zach Potter. And then Thursday, we'll hear from Cody Glenn making the switch from running back to linebacker. Also later this week, Kansas State head football coach Ron Prince is going to join us, so stay tuned for that. That's all coming up this week. And, of course, as the network heads want us to let you know, Tiger Woods later today, just not on the Doug and Daddy Show. He will be on the Scott Van Pelt Show about 2:10 this afternoon, so you want to check that out. The GPAC Conference had their media day yesterday in Lincoln. Preseason coaches poll is out. Hastings was selected fifth in that conference, and really no surprise, they are top-heavy with the first three teams, and then there's a pretty good battle in the middle, and then you got some newer teams towards the bottom. And the voice of the Hastings Broncos, Mike Will, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Tell us if there was anything learned yesterday at the GPAC Media Days and what the outlook is for Hastings for the upcoming season. And as we said, Mike Huff going to join us as well on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett Favre, please, good God, something happen and get this over with. There's no way he had a five-hour meeting with Mike McCarthy last night. There's no way. What would you talk about?
Well, apparently they did, Doug, because that's what they reported, and everybody left at 12:20. It was a five-hour and 22-minute meeting.
They were probably, you know, beer-bonging, talking about the wife and kids.
No.
You know, having a meal.
They don't like each other.
No! You don't think so?
No.
Then why would you have a five-hour meeting?
Because you argued people were breaking things in the room, and they'd sweep it up, and...
Yeah. So that's going on. And
get him to sign in Minnesota. Get it over with. You think?
You can't do that. And a pretty good comparison this morning, it's a game of chicken. But really, there's not going to be a winner. You know what? There's Brett Favre, you can go play for any team in the league but Minnesota or Chicago. If you really want to play football, can't?
Nope. Minnesota.
Well, then we are not trading you.
Well, then start me.
But if you're the Green Bay Pat, why?
Because I'm better than Aaron Rodgers. You're not going
to
start
him.
Why would you start Patrick Witt when you got Joe Gans sitting there?
Don't have to start him.
Yeah, you do.
You can. Yeah. But you
out of respect for the fans, out of respect for the football team for your job?
No.
Yep.
No. The point being, you can't trade him to the Minnesota Vikings. You can't. You just can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, give me a good reason why you can't.
Well, because apparently, not only that's where he wants to go, but that's where you're going to get the most value for him. Plus, the Minnesota Vikings in the past, do we remember Herschel Walker? Could Minnesota propel another team to a dynasty of sorts with a trade of some proportions? They've done it once.
Totally different regime than Herschel Walker. And we don't know that Minnesota is willing to offer more than any other team in the National Football League.
Yes, they do. Yes, they are. That's the only team that's offering anything.
I don't know that for a fact. I doubt that's the case. I'm sure Tampa Bay is still interested.
They want him to go to the Jets.
I'm sure the Jets are interested.
He's not going to the Jets.
You cannot trade him to Minnesota. You can't. You can't.
If you don't want him on your team, what difference does it make?
You can't trade him to a rival. You can't trade him to the guy next door.
If you don't want him, go beat him. You get to play him twice a year. Go beat him. Beat his brains out.
But you don't have to do that. You are in control of the situation. You don't have to trade him to Minnesota. You don't have to. And why would you?
They're in control of the situation? I don't know. Does anybody know?
They own the rights to Brett Favre. They have his contract. I would say that means they control the situation. If Brett Favre wants to play and the Packers don't trade him and he comes to camp and they never put him into one game, that is their right to do. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines.
Here's John from Kearney, guys.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. What do you think?
Doug, you got to get off this rant. And you know who it is. I'm a Raiders fan. And what happened was, and they got rid of Gruden, went to Tampa Bay. And the Raiders got a bunch of draft picks and a ton of money. And did it help him out? No. Let him go to Minnesota. Let him fail on his own two feet, and he'll just be the laughingstock of the NFL.
All right,
he
John.
Said he said he wanted to retire, make that choice, get away from the game, go. You don't have that choice. Once you said you retired, you retired.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. But if you're Green Bay, why would you trade in Minnesota? And your point would be that they got draft picks back. Well,
they'll
John,
get a number one draft pick at least, if not more.
Well, that didn't
it's
help.
It's going to help out Green Bay.
That didn't help Oakland. And I think Gruden won a Super Bowl at Tampa Bay.
Right.
That's so you sure?
Who was the coach?
You sure wouldn't?
Who was the coach?
Who was the coach? Right. My point exactly. But the point of it is that let Green Bay, let him go to Minnesota, get a number one and another supplemental draft pick or whatever along the way. He'll fall on his own two feet, and Green Bay will still come out smelling like a rose. But at the point where they're at right now, they're mucking it up bad, and it's going to kill the camp. So,
John, thanks for the call. Sure, appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Always appreciate hearing what you have to say. That doesn't change my mind, what John had to say. I mean, I think he kind of almost made my argument for me a little bit there.
All John's saying is, let him go. If you don't want him, what good is he doing you to pay him Aaron Rodgers making $680,000. He's your quarterback.
There still is no debate that Brett Favre is probably a good quarterback. Why would you help somebody beat you?
But if you don't want him and you don't think, obviously you don't think he's good enough, you think Aaron Rodgers is better, apparently.
That's not what the Green Bay Packers are saying, and they have never said that. There is not one instance where the Green Bay Packers have said Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Brett Favre. That's never been said. Never, ever, ever, ever has that been said.
You can interpret it that if they're not going to play him. If you've got a guard that's better than the other guard, you don't leave the other guard sitting on the bench. You don't leave a player that's better than the other one sitting on the bench because you're mad at him or angry or don't have the same, oh, he's voting for Obama and damn it, you like McCain? That don't make sense.
Okay, Daddy, you decide to retire from our little radio show. We bring Derek in. I'm picking Derek. He comes in. He's the new co-host. He gets a pay raise, and he has done his research, and he's done his homework, and he does a good job on the show for 2 months. Then all of a sudden, you decide that you want to come back. There's not a spot for you. There's not a spot for you. What would you say to Derek, and what would you say to the boss who's going, I don't see any difference in the two. You left.
You don't see any difference in a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Okay, if you want to take it to the next level, Rush Limbaugh retires, or pick whoever, some national geek, retires, and then you bring in me. And, of course, you know, Rush Limbaugh's making gazillions, and, you pay me $2. Well, then maybe if you want to go to a grand scale, okay. So Rush wants to come back, and he's going to make your advertisers a kabillion dollars. You know, he's going to make you a lot of money because of that. How much more can Green Bay make? Now, seriously, they're sold out. They're owned by the fans, the shareholders, I guess. Fans have some of those shares, obviously.
Doesn't the NFL need Brett Favre? The NFL being the billion-dollar corporation. Brett Favre is a monster draw.
You are clamoring for a quarterback that's had one good season in the last five. who's been part of the National Football League for 17 years. The times that Aaron Rodgers has actually got to play, and, you know, you can say whatever you want. He hasn't been – he's never going to get to prove himself if he doesn't get that chance. And he's played very well when he has had the opportunity to play. Maybe he's the next Brett Favre. Maybe this kid will help keep Green Bay good for a decade instead of just trying to be good for 1 year.
Well, that's fine. But he still had 28 touchdowns, and that's somebody – 28 touchdowns. And that's somebody, four quarterbacks had more than that in the NFL last year.
Well, they went to the NFC Championship. He should have had a lot of touchdown passes. That's one of the reasons they got there.
There's another reason that he finally got some pieces around him and some players around him to succeed in the NFL that he didn't have in place in years prior to that. He had people getting hurt. They never hit a running back. You know, Mon Green was a running back for a season and a half. During the prime of his career at Green Bay, banged up, hurt all the time. Offensive linemen were hurt. They couldn't get a running game going, couldn't get any of the pressure off of Brett Favre. It didn't matter if he had Johnny Unitas back there. He was going to struggle those years.
If Green Bay makes the playoffs this year, Mike McCarthy is the NFL Coach of the Year. The whole thing is in shambles. Quarterback, running back, defense not that good. The whole thing. The whole thing.
The defense was what, third in football last year?
It's probably third in the division. In the it was Chicago and Minnesota. Haven't you said that yourself? How great Minnesota's defense is?
There's some whose pretty defense good defense.
Whose defense is better, Minnesota or
Minnesota's
Green Bay?
Defense, right, is
whose
better.
Defense is
but
better.
But they've
Chicago
added pieces. They've added pieces. Green Bay hasn't added the pieces Minnesota has.
I just don't understand what your big deal is with Green Bay. Could you effort Jerry Jones? Because we're going to – Daddy's off the Dallas Cowboy fan wagon.
I'll see if I can do it.
Cut him or start him? That's your two choices.
Why? That's not their two choices. That is not their two choices. They have every option available to them. Play him, bench him, cut him, trade him, ignore him. They have all those options. Brett Favre has one option.
Brett Favre doesn't deserve better than being ignored. Go stand over there, Brett.
No, he does deserve better than that. I'm saying those are options. They have all those options.
Why do you hate Brett Favre all of a sudden?
I don't hate Brett Favre. There are so many. That's why this story, one of the reasons, is there's not much going on. The other reason is there's too many angles to the Brett Favre saga.
It's went on an awful, awful long time. Nobody expected it to take this long. You're right on that. I give you that.
Brett Favre misplayed it from the very get-go.
He did do that. But we're not women.
Brett Favre has brought this situation upon himself.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
But once again, we don't hold grudges for months and years. I screwed up.
Why?
I made a mistake. Let's move on.
So Brett's whining. We should give him his way.
If he's better than Aaron Rodgers, which everybody with half a brain at all is conceding,
he should be the quarterback of this team.
Let
me give you this situation, and I've mentioned it a couple times. I'm not sure I've mentioned it on the air, but I think I have, and I haven't heard really anybody else talk about this. Trade Aaron Rodgers.
Trade Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Wouldn't that give the Green Bay fan and Brett Favre supporters everything they wanted?
He's 24 years old.
You're going to get value out of Aaron Rodgers, and Brett Favre's going to be your quarterback for the next couple of years.
I don't think that's an option either.
Then why would you trade Brett Favre?
You've got Aaron. Why would you get rid of Aaron Rodgers? He'd make $680,000. That doesn't mean anything to you. He's fine to sit on the bench.
From a financial standpoint, you're correct. But I bet you could get something pretty good for Aaron Rodgers from a lot of teams in the National Football League.
I certainly think you could, but in today's game, and there's
you
only
can't there, have them both.
There's been basically three quarterbacks in the last, and I'm going. You go back 10 years that you could say were Iron Men or whatever you want to call them. Brett Favre is certainly one of them. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady that have avoided the injury bug.
If the Green Bay Packers have Brett Favre as their starting quarterback for the opening game against Minnesota, and you're Aaron Rodgers, you have to demand to be traded. He has sat back. He has done everything Green Bay has asked for him to do during his career. He's been on that bench the whole time. He has not complained. He has waited his turn. He has worked hard. He has been like Brett Favre. He has modeled himself after him. He's been a professional. He's worked hard. He's done a great job. He's been a team player. But you can't ask this kid to sit now for two or three more years if Favre decides he wants to play more. And has Brett Favre come out and said he wants to play more than just this year? I can't take that chance if I'm the Green Bay Packers. I have to start going in a new direction.
Brett Favre made an error. He erred when he said he wanted to retire. But as soon the window to winning championships, this is a relatively young football team. Top to bottom. The window to win a championship expands beyond the next 2 years if Brett Favre's a quarterback, I think, and what they've been able to do there.
So you've got a young football team and a young quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that could lead this football team for a long, long time.
Or?
Like Peyton Manning did with the Colts, like Joe Montana did with the 49ers, like Tony Romo is trying to do with the Dallas Cowboys, like Eli Manning did with the New York Giants.
You're all for Aaron Rodgers, and you think, I mean, and in your mind, Aaron Rodgers is going to step in and throw for 350 yards a game and have three touchdowns to one interception.
I did not ever say that.
Well, what if he goes in and sucks? Is that possible for a young quarterback in the NFL to go in and just stink up the joint?
Like Brett Favre 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well,
what's going to be the reaction in Green Bay?
There's no guarantee that Brett Favre's going to have a great year. None. Zero.
Who has a better chance to have a 30 touchdown year? Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers?
Brett Favre.
Well, then he's your quarterback.
Does that make you a winner?
If you're going to pick
Brett Favre throws 30 touchdowns, does that guarantee them a playoff spot?
Yes.
Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. No, you know what? Because I want to go into the break. I want to go into the break feeling a little bit better. After just dominating that argument, let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Feel free to fire in on the Huskers, the Brett Favre issue, Jabba Chamberlain, the Royals. Oh, wait, we have one on the Royals.
Yes, we do. Into the Dead Popper inbox. Hey, guys, the Royals won last night even after trying to give the game away with the bases loaded in the top of the ninth. Keep the peanut butter jelly time going. Aaron and Carney, P.S. Coward is still an ass. Thanks for that, Aaron. I appreciate
Alex
that.
Alex Gordon, his 13th home run of the season last night from the Royals Radio Network. Denny Matthews.
Alex with a .252 average, a dozen home runs, and 48 driven in. First pitch fastball belted down the right field line, hooking down near the foul pole. Gone, Gordon.
And now Daddy's favorite part, the fireworks.
Alex Gordon with his 13th home run, cutting the Boston lead in half.
Gilmesh won his fourth straight start, striking out 9 and 6 innings to help the Royals win their 7th out of their last 8. Alex Gordon getting the home run. It's a big, big day. The Royals have won 7 of 8 and game 2 of this series tonight. Pre-game 6:35, first pitch at 7:10 here on ESPN Radio. The Royals on another good streak.
They have tabbed Soria as the executioner.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy, but he able to get out of a just bizarre ninth inning, I would have to say. Just the hits that they got, then Gordon and Pena colliding, going after a slow roller, but able to get out of it, and the Royals win yet again.
The Huskers' Mike Huff is going to join us in just a moment. We'll talk to the voice of Hastings College Sports, Mike Will, about GPAC Football Media Days yesterday, coming up at the bottom of the hour. American Legion State Baseball continues. And don't forget, Kearney is hosting the Nebraska Baseball Association Class A State Tournament this weekend. We'll talk about that before we get out of here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they're ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Denise Villegas and Butch Morrell in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Nancy Osterber and Jody Smith. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
ABC Drug and Gift, and I mean gifts, has a gift for everyone, from the newborn baby to the greatest grandmother you have. Stop in today and save 25% off all gifts in stock. The boss has gone to market, and the staff has marked down prices while they're out. You'll always find something unique and 25% off right now at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
They're back. The annual Nebraska Senior Gamers are back and in Kearney August 7th through the 10th. Stop out and support the athletes as they compete in events like tennis at Sertoma Courts or swimming at Harmon Park Pool. Head to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds to watch some athletes compete at Horseshoes. It's a national qualifying year, so you can bet the competition will be fierce. The Nebraska Senior Games are in Kearney August 7th through the 10th. For more information, visit NebraskaSeniorGames.com or contact Kearney Park and Rec.
Just a reminder that there are still plenty of prizes left in this year's Nebraska Lottery Trucks and Bucks Scratch Game. In addition to cash prizes and free ethanol, there are two 2008 Toyota Tundra Instant prizes remaining. Or you can win a Tundra by sending in five non-winning Trucks and Bucks tickets to the second chance drawing. See NELottery.com for details. Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
I'm Van Coker of Marketing Firepower. Know what's going on in all aspects of your business, including your advertising. Dave Bonicato shares his thoughts.
I think Marketing Firepower gives you the complete idea of what really the challenge is out there. Instead of having the media do it for you, it shows you how to do it with the media. And I think that's really, really important, because if you're not doing it that way, you're just hoping.
Don't hope your advertising will work. Know what to do and how to do it. Order at marketingfirepower.net.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area during the day today with a chance of some showers and storms. Otherwise, look for highs to stay around 86 with a northeast wind, 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a potential for more showers and storms developing with lows in the mid-60s up to 84 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I kind of feel like the pitcher against Prince Fielder right now, but I'm not... I'm ready to rumble, smartass.
I kind of
you want to get after it any time.
I kind of feel like you're smoking funny things. That's what I. What was that song, Derek?
That was Kid Rock all summer long.
Oh,
couple things we want to do. Happy anniversary to you, by the way. Yesterday,
thank you.
I heard that was celebrated about as you know. How'd that go?
Good, good, good night. Me and my beautiful wife. Tickets were ripped up all over Kearney. So ha, take that.
Also, you know. I guess Team O'Malley's won the Class D men's state softball tournament in Hastings over the weekend, and that's supposed to be a big deal. They wanted us to mention it on the air, so we did.
Okay.
You know, they think they're the state champs. Well, you would only be the state champs if you won the highest division, right? But they did win the state championship.
I thought they brag division. About what great softball they play.
We're so good.
Look at us all. Let's take a picture. We're going to take our shirts off. Get your camera. All right, whatever.
Wow. And don't forget, some of these guys are going to be up watching some baseball the next two weekends at Memorial Field. It's going to be 16 teams from around the state playing this weekend. The tournament will be set up in a single elimination format. The eight remaining teams will play next weekend. A ton of Nebraska Baseball Association teams, including the Kearney Colonels. Grand Island has a couple of teams, Hastings, Lexington, North Platte. A bunch of Lincoln teams are coming out as well. It's going on this weekend, and we'll give you more information as that week continues to talk about that. We go to the phone lines now, 1-888-455-ESPN. Derek?
Here's Roy from Hastings with a question for Doug.
Uh-oh. Good morning, Roy.
Hey, Doug.
Yes.
I wondered, when you were naming quarterbacks that grew with their team, you said Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Tony Romo. One thing's not in common with those, they both have Super Bowl rings.
Well, I said as so Tony Roman's trying to do. I said as Tony Romo's trying to do.
Well, he's not even in the argument. Brett Favre should be the quarterback in Green Bay, plain and simple.
Amen, Roy. Amen.
Thanks. All right, thanks, later. Roy. Bye-bye. Well, he's right. He hasn't won a Super Bowl ring, and I wasn't putting him in that category. But he is a young quarterback on a fairly young football team, supposedly headed in the right direction. You know, all those things have to click. It's better than being in Miami right now.
Who they've named Josh McCown yesterday, the starter, I believe. Josh McCown. You know, good luck with that, Josh.
Matt Leinart hasn't exactly tore things up in Arizona either.
True.
So, you know, you look at teams and I don't know what you do with Brett Favre. I don't know, but we're done talking about him. I'll tell you that right now. We're done talking about him. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. American Legion Baseball State Tournaments. Here's what happened yesterday in the area. Class C at Gibbon, we're down to 2. Wakefield eliminated Dannebrog Carabolas 10-3. Crofton was a winner over Elkhorn Mount Michael 6-2. And so Crofton remains unbeaten. They'll play Wakefield. Crofton beat Wakefield Sunday night 7-2. Wakefield will have to win twice today. Game 1 is at 4. The second game follows in Gibbon. Class B, we have 3 teams remaining after Gretna eliminated St. Paul 11-1, and Wayne was a winner over Omaha Roncalli by a score of 10-5. Roncalli and Wayne have not played yet in this tournament. Wayne was beaten by Gretna in the opening round. They've come all the way back through, and they will play again tonight. Gretna and Wayne at 5 o'clock in St. Paul. The winner will play Omaha Roncalli for the state championship. And I'll tell you what the Kearney Post 52 team has done this year is unmatched. They win in extra innings last night. I believe it was 8-7 over Texas. And then 7-6 in the championship game. They come up one run short to Missouri. They played them 3 times in this tournament. But they had to play every single day. And then a doubleheader yesterday from last Wednesday when they played for the state championship. They lost to Missouri 15-1 on Thursday. And then they came all the way back through. Won a lot of close games in their last at bat. So on and so forth. But last night, I was able to catch the end of the game on the webcast from St. Genevieve or Genevieve, whatever it was, from Missouri, the Missouri State Champs that ended up winning this. And I stayed on to listen to a little bit of the post game, and they were talking to some of the kids. And here's what defines, I mean, these kids don't know Kearney, Nebraska. They don't know Coach Archer. They don't know the players from this team outside of playing them 3 times in the last week. And they talked about how exciting the game was. Missouri jumped out 5-0 last night. And Kearney came back and tied at 5-5 and went right down to the wire. 7-6. But the comments from the kids, these are junior Legion kids. These kids aren't seniors in high school. They're going to be sophomores and juniors. Going to be, for the most part. So you're talking 15-year-old kids. And they talked about, you know what? I'm glad we got to play Kearney. This is not quite a direct quote, but it was something like this. I'm glad we got to play Kearney in the finals, because they were the most deserving, they were the best team we played here, and they weren't cocky, they weren't arrogant, they weren't mean-spirited. We beat them 15-1 on Thursday, and they shook our hands, and they wished us best of luck, and they weren't, you know, they battled back coming after that. And the praise that these young kids that have no idea about what they're, you know, they've never been in this situation. They're talking about, they're coming off the biggest win in their lives. And they talk about that a little bit, but they also talk equally about how great a game it was, how good Kearney was, how good the coaching staff and the kids were. And you know what? You're dealing with some kids that are tired, emotional, and to not have one person on the other team say anything bad about you at all, that's something. I mean, to go out of their way to talk about how great the team from Kearney Post 52 was, that says as much as putting up 50 wins this season.
Did they say where the World Series is, Doug, after that game?
That's it. That's the only regional in the country. They're trying to get something started, but that was the only regional, so maybe next year there'll be more. This is a growing process and the first time that this has taken place.
Great. I mean, you know what? Congratulations. What a year of baseball. Nobody could foresee this coming. I don't care if you have the most talented team in anybody's mind. That's...
We go back to the Dent Popper inbox because this happens to roll across. Congratulations to Kearney Post 52 for a great run at the American Legion Junior Regional Tournament held in Blair. After losing their first game the day after winning the state tournament, they made a very good run in the tournament. if not for an umpire's need to make a dramatic out-of-position call and a very questionable runner interference call that cost them two runs. They played the Missouri team very tough and lost 7-6 and finished as the runner-up. The success of this team with this runner-up finish in the regional tournament this past weekend and back-to-back Junior Legion championships, 95-16 over the past 2 years, very impressive. The team was fun to watch. Very fun to watch, play all year long, as they play the game it was meant to be played with grit, hustle, and a never-say-die competitive attitude that they can win every game. Congratulations to Coach Archer and assistant coaches Swift and Holtis for their efforts in working with these kids this year. Very well done, Matt in Kearney. Matt, thanks so much for the email. You can get us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. If the weather's banged your car around, go check it out. Dentless Paint Repair has been there specially for years. Scott or Joel on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Right now, though, let's be joined by the voice of the Hastings Broncos at Promised, back from Media Day yesterday, also in Lincoln, with all 12, that's right, 12 football teams now in the GPAC. Mike Will joining us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, 12 football teams in the GPAC.
Obviously, you guys had no one else to talk to today, or what?
Well, we want to save all the good stuff from Merck for next week.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Dort is now the newest member of the GPAC, so not only 11 coaches up there talking about being optimistic and excited for the upcoming season, we had 12 guys saying basically about the same thing.
Mike, talk about the Broncos a little bit. Fifth overall in this poll. Was there any surprise to you, or is that about where you thought?
A couple of media members got together before the coaches' poll was announced, and that's exactly where we had Hastings in fifth place, behind Nebraska Wesleyan, Northwestern, Morningside, and Sioux Falls. I think that's going to be a good shot for Hastings. In order for Hastings to make a run at the conference championship, we're going to have to pick up an upset or two on the road and then maybe hope that Sioux Falls drops one. They haven't done that for a long time.
Sioux Falls is the defending national runner-up. They won it all a year ago. But Morningside has been right there challenging them and very, very close. One first-place vote was the only difference. Sioux Falls got 7, Morningside got 5. Sioux Falls 117 points, Morningside 115. One coach changes his mind. It's 6-6 and a deadlock tie. Are you surprised at that vote for this upcoming year?
Doug, this is as close as I can remember the GPAC coaches poll ever being. It might be just the coaches getting tired of voting for Sioux Falls every year. You know.
Fair enough. But here's a team, Mike, that's won 63 out of their last 64 conference games. I mean, how do you not vote for them?
No doubt about it. And you know, the funny thing is, Kalen DeBoer got up and stood before everybody yesterday and said, yeah, we've got some holes to fill, like the National Player of the Year at quarterback, Chad Cavender. But he says, no problem. I've got a transfer coming in from North Iowa Area Community College by the name of Lorenzo Brown. And all he did last year was throw for 2,200 yards and 20 touchdowns and ran for 416 yards and 6 touchdowns. This is a team that never has a down year. I mean, they just reload. They just plug in a new player. And these guys just work to perfection each and every year that we've seen them.
We're talking with the voice of the Hastings Broncos, Mike Will, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Overall, is there going to be any change in the conference? I mean, when you sat there yesterday, I know it was a lot of coach speak, but do you see a top team sliding back to the pack? Do you see a cellar dweller starting to make a move? What could be the story of the year in the GPAC?
I think we are. I think Hastings at number 5 in the poll. Like we said, an upset here or there, and Hastings, if we can scratch out a win on the road against some of very tough opponents, I think we have a shot. I think Doan is a team with Tommy Frazier as their head coach for the past few years, and now Matt Franzen, a former Hastings College assistant coach, now the head man at Doan. I think the Tigers are going to make some noise this year. They were voted as the cellar dwellers in the GPAC last year. This year, number 7 in the poll, and don't be surprised that Doan pulls off a winner here and there.
Mike, when you look at the Broncos 08 schedule, is it conceivable to think that this team's 5-1 as they head to a game at Morningside?
I'll tell you what, I think we have a tougher season opener than a lot of people are going to really realize. We got to Peru State playing on road, haven't played this team for a long, long time. I think Peru State will give us everything we want. They finished 7-4 last year against some opponents that we don't play, but this is a solid football team. A lot of St. Cecilia ex-players are on the Peru State Bobcats. Then we go home to open up our conference season against Doan. Then we go to Briarcliff, and then we've got Sioux Falls.
Mike, what do you think of this football team this year? What's the biggest question mark coming in, and what's the biggest bright spot?
Well, we've got Dayton Edwards back at quarterback, and that's all we need. He threw for 1,800 yards last year. He's got the wide receiver back that was injured most of the season last year, Maurice Mansfield. This guy can make plays both catching the ball and running the football. He is back. He's back at full strength. And Hastings has also got a transfer coming in from Nebraska Omaha. Big, tall wide receiver, 6'3", a big physical kid, and David Shohan coming in from UNO, and he's expected to play not only on offense. He's going to be, like Merck said yesterday, we're going to get 4 years worth of work out of him in just 1 year because he's got 1 year eligibility left.
Mike, obviously Dayton Edwards, kind of the I guess, a face of this team as a leader last year, steps into that position again. Backing up him, we got big questions there. If something would happen to him, is big trouble?
We've got a couple of quarterbacks that's been in the system for a couple of years, but nobody has got a lot of varsity experience. So I would say, yeah, if Dayton goes down for any reason, we might be in trouble. But we do have some guys there that's got some experience for us. You were talking about bright spots. We've got two of the leading rushers for Hastings College back in the backfield as well. So we are stacked there. Maybe as far as question marks are concerned, in the offensive line, we got to replace Brandon Jacobitz, who is our all-conference center. Also, Evan Klineski, who really anchored the offensive line up there. So the big horses up front. Hastings likes to run the football. We're going to have to come up with some big horses up front.
Well, Evan Klineski gone. Anytime you lose an Ord Chanticleer, that's like losing two players.
I knew you'd sneak that in. That's why I brought his name up.
Well, Matt Hildebrand's gone on the defensive side, but again, there's some Hastings kids in St. Cecilia, Adams Central, kids that are expected, I think, to do some things defensively. That defense actually kept them in a couple of games last year, maybe won a game for them against Dakota State, and a couple other times gave them a really good chance to win games.
Mackenzie Hemgee is the guy who's going to center the defense around. This guy, absolutely amazing. He's got, 44 and a half tackles last year. He had a couple of quarterback sacks, but missed a couple of games due to injuries. He was really banged up all season long last year and really fought the injury bug, but he's hanging on. He's back at full strength. We're going to have to find some guys. Brian Trader and Justin Conley will not play, evidently, this year for Hastings College because of injury. So somebody's going to have to step up there and replace. Boy, Justin Conley had like over 100 tackles last year for Hastings. Mm.
Mike, I guess on November 16th, and we've got all the new equipment of every radio station in Hastings, you've got a crystal ball there. On November 16th, what's the schedule, or what's the record?
On November the 16th, I'm going to say Hastings, what are we going to do? We're going to play 11 games this year?
Looks about right.
Yeah, 11 games.
I'll say we go 8-3. We go 8-3 and miss the playoffs by a nose.
Oh. Michael, what would you say about this team that we'll never get to hear Coach Merkowitz say this year?
You're going to leave me on the line like that?
Well, you know how there's some things that coaches, you know, they know, but yet they will not say, you know, hey, I think we're going to be pretty special here, or hey, my God, we got a big hole here to fill. You know, is there one thing that's kind of glaring at you that is either really great about this team or is got to be fixed immediately about this team?
We need to score more points. You know, we cannot get into games against the Sioux Falls and Northwestern and Morningside. We've got to score more points. There's no doubt about it. And we've got to do it throwing the football. You know, we have got into a position where we have ran the football against these teams, and they have counteracted us by scoring quickly, and all of a sudden we're down 14, 21, 28 to nothing at the end of the first quarter. We got to find some way to control the football and get some points on the scoreboard.
And, Mike, last question before we let you get back to your day job. At UNK, there's the scholarship issue about trying to keep up with your UNOs and when they make the playoffs, the Texas teams and some of the teams in the MIAA. How does Hastings College catch up to Sioux Falls and Morningside? Is there something different that's going on, or is it just where you're recruiting at?
I've asked that question several times. Evidently, they're going by the same rules, so they have the same scholarships as we do, being in the NAIA. They get a lot of their people transferring from other major schools up there in South Dakota. Until this year, they did not have a Division I program. South Dakota is going to Division I this year. So until this point, I think Sioux Falls was the closest thing they had to a Division I school. And tell you what, it's a class act up there. Kalen DeBoer yesterday was asked about being in the national championship game. He expects to be there. He don't want to be there or hope to be there. He expects to be there again in 2008. And he stood up there before everybody and he said he expects to play for the national championship again this year. So that's just how how confident they are in their football program right now.
Well, any team that brings in a recruit named Indiana Jones might have something going for them.
That's another kid we want to mention. Indiana Jones is going to be one of our inside linebackers this year. And Merck says, and he says, yeah, that's his real name. He said he sent me some stuff on tape, and I just had to watch it. Anybody that's got a name like Indiana Jones, I had to watch it. And he said, this is a great football player. And they got together. He was on campus, and he left Hastings College. So, yeah, we'll have a inside linebacker at Hastings College this year, Indiana Jones. You got to love that.
Well, hopefully he'll bring the Legion of Doom.
Hopefully he can get the job done.
Hey, Mike, thanks for spending some time with us. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Mike Will, voice of the Hastings College Broncos, talking a little Hastings College football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pretty interesting stuff.
8-3. You know what? 8-3 would be a super record. And I hope those first two games aren't trip-up games. Mike's saying Peru's going to be vastly improved and have a chance. And then Doan, a little bit of rivalry,
And with an 8-3, you're looking at there are three teams out of this GPAC conference that are ranked in the nation's top 20, according to Victory Sports Network. The NAIA poll will come out later this month. But so you look, there's your three losses. You're looking at three losses, top 25 teams. If there's an upset, then you got Wesleyan that's still rated a picked ahead of you in the coaches. You got those couple of rivalry games. Maybe they even themselves out. I guess if you go 8-3 and all the losses are to the top 25 teams that play like top 25 teams. But again, three, the way they structure those playoffs, 8-3, and you lose to three, it would be tough to get more than three teams out of the GPAC conference into the playoffs. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and we'll catch up with Nebraska offensive lineman Mike Huff right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
The Hall County Fair is August 7th through the 10th, and Don's Lock and Key Service wants to invite all our friends to come and admire all the amazing 4-H projects, great food, and more. Don's Lock and Key Service in Grand Island, computerized specialty keys for GM and Ford, plus banking, safe work, and more. Dawson Feeders welcomes all friends and neighbors to come down to the Dawson County Fair in Lexington, August 7th through the 10th. And while you're there, be sure to admire the hard work put in by the 4-H's events and exhibits. Dawson Feeders in Lexington, putting cattle and customers first. This is your ESPN Superstation radio playbook for August 4th through the 10th. Kearney Catholic High School is having an old-fashioned back-to-school BBQ on August 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Enjoy hamburgers and hot dogs along with some old-fashioned fun. Come and enjoy a fun-filled evening of fun and fellowship. In order to get a close count for food ordering purposes, we are encouraging people to respond with a number attending by August 10th to Deb at 234-2610. To help you save money at the pump, AAA is giving away $50 gas cards every day between now and Labor Day. Enter once each day for more chances to win. You must be 18 years or older and a resident of Nebraska to enter. Log on to AAA.com/savings to register. Please send events well in advance to ESPN Superstation, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska 68848, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska 68901. You can also fax to 308-234-6781.
Doug and Daddy Show, Nebraska offensive lineman Mike Huff coming your way in just a couple of moments. As we reported on the Doug and Daddy Show yesterday, one of the top girls basketball players in the state, KK Hauser, made her selection. She is headed to Purdue, Daddy. right now, the Husker men's basketball team, they're looking this big man that supposedly was coming in from Sudan. He's delaying his trip for a week. Uh-oh. Going to go to Oklahoma State and check things out there.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it does not. No, it does not. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in just a second. First, we go back to the Dent Popper inbox.
This from Pat and Bertrand on the Favre subject says, Doug, you are dumb.
Is that just on the Favre subject?
That's just on the Favre subject.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you are the first correct caller and have not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney. Steaks, snack sticks, everything in between. They've got it vacuum-packed, ready to go. Freshest sausages, freshest ground beef in town. Carrie and the gang get it ready for you. And here is your Troutman's trivia question, because Daddy can't get enough of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, your trivia question is?
Well, Brett Favre has played in 257 games.
Consecutive starts?
253 starts.
Okay.
How many games has Aaron Rodgers played in?
In the National Football League. How many regular season games has Aaron Rodgers played in for the Green Bay Packers? 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you know the answer, give us a call. Mike Huff of the Huskers next.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
If you or someone you know is looking for a part-time position, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse Kearney to find out about immediate opportunities for experienced wait staff as well as experienced bartenders. Due to seasonal changes, several openings are available. To apply in person, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse, southeast of the I-80 Interchange Kearney, after 5 o'clock for complete details on positions and compensation. Grandpa's Steakhouse is an equal opportunity employer.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. I've said it before, I won't endorse a company unless I know the people who run it and I buy into them. Well, that's what you get with Vizio, the number one U.S.-based flat panel TV company in America. I've got two Vizios myself, and I've been saying this now for over a year. With a rough economy, why pay for gas, parking, food, stay at home? Watch it on TV. Say it out loud. Better quality at lower prices. It makes a lot of sense. VizioTV.com.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area during the day today with a chance of some showers and storms. Otherwise, look for highs to stay around 86 with a northeast wind, 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see a potential for more showers and storms developing with lows in the mid-60s up to 84 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show got a winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. How many total NFL games has Aaron Rodgers played, Daddy?
7 is the answer to that Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Could have been 23, but probably won't be for the Green Bay Packers. And who was our winner, Derek?
Luke from Hastings knew it.
All right. Congratulations to Luke from Hastings, the winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Doug and Daddy Show, and yesterday we had a chance to catch up with Nebraska offensive lineman Mike Huff as the Huskers got ready for fall practice.
More Nebraska football talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show. First week of practice, Daddy, and you know the guys are loving this.
Well, they're not loving it, but they're gonna persevere through it, I think, and there's an excitement and added maybe dimension to this football than there has been in the past, at least while Mike Huff's been at Nebraska. Mike, is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. You know, guys are, you know, excited to get going.
When you think fall practice, what's the first thing that you actually think of? Is it football, or is it work, or is it a combination of a variety of things?
It's football. You know, I can't wait to strap the pads back on. It's been too long.
Mike, talk a little bit about the much has been made of this offensive line. Looks to be the strength of this team. I mean, Joe Gant's a pretty good quarterback. You're keeping people off of him. The running back situation is solid. Perhaps some receiver questions hopefully will be answered throughout the fall, but you guys look solid up front. Talk about the unit as a whole.
You know, this is the first time in a long time that we've had a solid two deep. You know, everybody in two deep is able to, you know, play and play at a effective level. So I mean, I'm really excited about the two deep, and you know, we've got all the experience coming back, and guys had a great summer. Guys got down to their goal weights, and you know, guys are just, you know, real strong and ready to go.
Mike, everybody wants to know, as you enter fall camp, you went through spring ball with a different regime. The differences as you enter fall camp are what?
Just a lot more intensity, you know, a lot more fire. It carries down from the staff down to the players, you know. You know, a lot more enthusiasm. Guys are ready to go, like I said. So,
Nebraska senior guard Mike Huff out of Ralston joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, about every time Coach Pelini's up in front of somebody, that the intensity of the defense is talked about. Then they want to know how much of a hand he will play in the offense. When you went through spring ball, how much was Coach Pelini involved with anything that you might have done?
He sat in all our meetings, you know. I don't know what goes on behind the coach's doors and everything as far as that goes, but, you know, he had a little hand in, you know, the offense. He sat in all our meetings, made sure, you know, what we were doing, he knew, and, you know.
Were there major changes from what you've been doing the last couple of years, or just kind of minor tweaks, or have there been much changes at all?
There haven't been much changes at all. You know, we've started focusing more on our inside running game. We want to get the running game established a lot better this year. You know, as far as that goes, you know, terminology is pretty much the same. The offense is pretty much the same. But, you know, like I said, we want to, you know, get better at the inside running game.
There was one thing that I remember struck me when Bill Callahan and his regime, his coaches came in, was that Nebraska linemen, they were probably coming here and they were run blockers and they had to learn how to pass block. Is that changing? Are you learning how to run block again, or kind of tell me a little bit about that?
You know, it's a hard question to answer, but I mean, you know, as an offensive lineman, you got to be able to be good at both things. You know, I think, you know, like you said, you know, in the past they've recruited guys for run blocking, they taught them how to pass block, but, you know, the game's evolved and, you know, teams are starting to pass more. So I think, you know, as an offensive lineman anymore these days, you need to be balanced both ways.
Mike Huff joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, obviously everybody from the outside wants to know, do you guys talk about wins and losses and look at the schedule and go, boy, that's going to be a tough one. We think we can win that game, or what's the thought process as you enter the season with that?
You know, the mind process, we're going into the season, you know, we can compete with every team on the schedule. You know, we've got the guys, we've got the coaches, you know, it's just a matter of us putting in the work day to day during fall camp. And, you know, we've set the building blocks during summer conditioning and spring ball. Now it's just a matter of, you know, putting it into fall camp and putting it on the field during the game days.
When you hear somebody in every one of these magazines, I've got Athlon sitting here. If you pick up Phil Steele, you people look at that stuff.
Right.
Missouri.
Yep.
do you get sick of hearing about Missouri and how good they are and how they're going to tromp the rest of the North and they've set themselves apart?
You do. You do. And like I said, you know, that game will come when that game comes, and, you know, we'll be ready for Missouri. No doubt about that.
Mike, we got a chance to talk to Matt Slauson down in Kansas City and asked him a little bit of the same question, but have you guys, just as a unit, as an offensive line, do you talk about goals or certain things? And I'm not saying, you know, we need to do, you know, prevent this many sacks and yada, yada. Are there certain goals that you already have in mind?
You know, one of the major goals we have as an offensive line this year is, you know, be the leaders of the, you know, the entire team, you know, set the tone. You know, it all starts up front, and everybody knows that. And, you know, if the offensive line's clicking, the whole team's clicking. So, you know, that's one of the major goals we have is, you know, be a more consistent group and dominate up front.
You look for those defensive linemen to follow that lead and get better because you guys are pushing them every day. I think everybody looks at the team and goes, boy, the defensive line, big question marks all over it. What do you see out of the defensive line?
I think we have, you know, we got some players on the defensive line, and, you know, it's going to be competition every day between the offense and defensive lines. You know, we get after each other, and that only makes each other better.
Mike Huff joining us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's the Nebraska feel? I always want to talk to a kid that grew up in Nebraska and watched Nebraska and wanted to play for Nebraska, but you have to have a mixture of kids usually at the skill positions with speed and can do some things at the wide receiver, D-back. What's that chemistry like right now between guys that really know the Nebraska tradition and maybe the guys that are just came here to play for a good football team?
You know, we don't really think about it like that. You know, we don't separate, you know, the guys out of state from the guys in state. You know, once we all get here, we spend so much time together and, you know, we do so many things together that it's getting to the point where everybody understands, you know, this is Nebraska and, you know, this is, you know, the lifeline of this state is this football program. You know, I think a lot of guys understand that now.
Is it even crazy to a player?
It is, yeah. I grew up in Nebraska, though, too, so, you know, I understand it from a fan perspective, too. So, I mean, I think that, you know, that gives me a little bit of an advantage.
He's rough, he's tough, and he's Mike Huff, and he's sure as hell enough, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks, Mike, for the time.
All right, thank you.
Mike Huff, starting offensive lineman for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, caught up with him after the press conference, or during the press conference after the show yesterday at Nebraska, as they will get to their second practice today. We went through the news yesterday. Kevin Dixon not on the team. Some guys are, some guys aren't, for different reasons, injuries, academics, and we'll see how things progress. Continue our talk tomorrow. Zach Potter is going to join us, big fella out of Omaha. A lot of Kearney folks know him from playing against him, especially even in basketball. But Zach Potter, hard to believe the time has passed with him along. I guess it was a black hole the last 4 years, huh, Daddy? Later on in the week, Cody Glenn's going to join us Thursday. Ron Prince, head football coach at Kansas State. And we'll delve into a few other things as we get ready for the pro football season and see how the landscape of college football goes. We've also got some folks from Big 12 around the country that we're going to be talking to as well. And we'll have a special guest tomorrow as well on the Doug and Daddy Show out of the Big 12 Conference.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
Big thanks to Mike Huff of the Huskers and Mike Will, voice of the Hastings Broncos, for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget Tiger Woods at 210 today.
You spend a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinze, Kraus, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM. KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!